That is a shit ton of Red Bull. What is the deal with that? Does anyone know? What the fuck are you doing?
What?
What is this?
Red Bull.
Yeah, clearly.
I'm a big fan.
Are you?
Yeah. You see the race this weekend?
Yeah, I did.
We won.
Woo! Interesting choice of words. We won.
Yeah, we.
What? what happened in the last week that you're...
Well, after what I said last week.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
But I said some...
Yeah.
You know, something slightly disparaging about the Red Bull car. And our agent afterwards contacted us. She said she wasn't very happy because there could be a big opportunity to do something with Red Bull in the future. And I realized at that moment, I actually love it.
Oh, so did you put all this here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I drink this. I drink it all the time.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's fast. Wow.
That gives you wings.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. And I love the F1. I love the F1 and the Red Bull car in F1.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that we won this weekend. Let's go, Matt Verstappen.
I'm sorry. Did you say Matt?
Yeah, Matt Verstappen. The Red Bull driver, Matt Verstappen. He won. I'm sure you saw. Don't play dumb.
Yeah, no, but his name is Max.
That's what I said. Max Verstappen. Verstappen. Stacken.
Wait, Maddox Verstappen?
Max Verstappen. Yeah. That's what are you saying?
I'm saying it's Max Verstappen. Verstappen.
Yeah.
No, you just said Maddox. You just said
Dash
Max Verstappen.
Verstappen. I'm sorry, what's the confusion here? I'm not really following.
It's Max Verstappen, and you're saying Maddox Verstappen.
Yes. The driver of the F1 team, the Red Bull team. Did you wake up fucking stupid today or something, dude?
Just give me the name. Give me the name one more time.
It's Annex Verstappen.
That's what's happening.
What's up, guys? This is the TMG Podcast. This is today's free episode. If you want this episode ad-free and an extra bonus episode, you can find that right now on our Patreon at patreon.com/tinydk. And if not, then enjoy this one.
Holy fuck! Can we get a clip of that deer him getting hit by that car?
The mystery of the flying saucers may soon be solved.
If you've never smoked weed at literal Woodstock, you're not a stoner. Goodbye.
The Army Air Forces has announced that a flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
I'm gay as fuck.
I'm trying to get my arse eaten.
The so-called flying saucer.
Look at all these fucking chickens.
Malone Brown, you hear this hole? No. Malone Brown dick in your mouth?
No!
Please look at all the signs. Fasten your seatbelt. And get ready for debate.
So you're going to rock out the whole episode. Right?
Yeah, should I?
Yeah.
They actually did win this weekend, though, right?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, yeah. I watched it. I know. I definitely watched it.
Yeah, you're watching because it's one of the best seasons to watch.
Yeah,
it's a good season to start watching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, oh, by the way,
what?
Max Verstappen is going to be on the Trillionaire Mindset podcast this week.
Is he actually?
No.
Oh fuck.
But maybe.
Oh,
unless Red Bull.
Unless.
No, but the Trillionaire Mindset is going to have their own YouTube channel.
Yeah, yeah. This is a big announcement.
The boys are. You all have supported them, and we want to keep them growing. So we're going to give them their own space to do that. So youtube.com/trillionairemindset. Go subscribe.
They're leaving the nest.
They are.
But not in, they're not leaving the studio.
No.
They've just grown enough.
Yeah.
To where they need to somewhere else to flourish on their own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they have their own channel now where the full episodes will go and they will no longer go into the TMG Studios YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Just to clarify.
Yeah.
So if you like the show and you watch it, which you should because it's a fucking great show, then go to youtube.com/trillionairemindset, as he said.
Yeah, but you know, they're still part of the family. So they'll still be on the ship. But yeah. Anyways, yeah, great race this weekend.
Yeah. Thanks, dude.
Yeah. No, you did good.
Yeah, no, thanks.
You did good support.
Yeah,
this
it
week.
Was me.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was me. You know who did do good this weekend? Duke. Scudder.
Look, I don't Sorry follow.
About that. Sorry about
what
that.
What was that?
Let's go, Duke.
Oh.
Scudder. 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 Sorry about that. Sorry about that. You know, I got really into Yeet too.
Yeah. Over
Dude,
the weekend?
After, yeah. After you, like, told me about him whenever we were shooting that thing, and I was like, who the fuck is that? Never heard of him before. And I don't know, for some reason, he's like, the first time I listened to his music, I didn't get it at all.
Yeah.
And then for some reason, Poppin' has just been,
yeah.
I keep going back to that song. I don't know why. I don't know what it is. Yeah. I don't know why I like him. But yeah. He's one of those, like, weirdly enticing guys where, like, once you get into his music a little bit, he's like just the right amount of mysterious where you end up like YouTubing mm-hmm. his story.
And you start
Why?
Saying,
what is that?
You just start saying Lil Tonka. And
is that his something he said? And Tweezy or whatever?
Twizzy?
Twizzy, yeah, yeah. Jesus Tweezy. Christ. How he's white could
old,
I be?
He's not old as fuck right now.
What the fuck?
Tweezy?
And what does he say again? Tweezy, is it?
He says,
Tweezers?
He says La Tonka. What's that mean? La Geek?
What is La Tonka?
Like Lil Tonka, like truck?
You like... Said, for his car?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. What?
No, this is great that you love Yeet now.
I do. I mean, I like Poppin'.
Yeah.
And I like his other shit too, but it's like it's an acquired taste.
Yeah. I mean, I just love that he has so many ad libs sticking out his lower jaw. Mm. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
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 No, Yeet's dope, man.
You know, nobody, OVO, nobody right? Little bitch.
Yeah.
Nobody.
That's my impression.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm sure he appreciates it.
Yeah. Well, it's not supposed to be insulting.
Yeah. My Tweezy.
Yeah, you're my Tweezy, man. You know that.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. I don't know. Something. And I don't know. His, like, just, it's weird how into him people are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? It's crazy. It's like an obsession. He's like Playboy Cardi.
Yeah, I mean, I think he just has a crazy cult following, man.
Yeah.
And I think it's that. I think he's hit that that perfect, like, thing as an artist where he's just weird. It's like it's polarizing. Or yeah. Not polarizing, no, it's captivating. You're like, what the fuck is going on with this dude?
Like, do I like this?
Yeah.
And, yeah, what's up with him? What's his story?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why does he wear the thing all the time? Yeah. Why can't you see his face?
That, I think, is
all that shit.
That's probably the best question. You're like, if you're making art, I feel like that's probably the best thing people can feel is, do I hate this?
Yeah.
Then that's when you're going to turn him into like a diehard fan.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least people in LA for sure.
Yeah.
Because they want to feel like, does everyone hate this?
Yeah, exactly.
I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, if everyone else hates it, then I actually like it.
Yeah, I understand it
And
now.
You guys suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you just dope.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Duke, I didn't follow March Madness.
Scudder!
But I saw a lot of people saying this game is rigged and this tournament is scripted.
What? Oh, because Duke UNC?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Yeah. It's pretty wild that Duke's going to get absolutely washed again.
Shut the fuck up. I don't need that. I don't need that energy. I don't need that right now.
Well, that's why you're a Red Bull fan, because you're tired of losing. You want to, like, win something.
Exactly. Me and my boy Stacks for Maxon.
Yeah. Stacks for Maxon?
Stats for Maxon.
I can't wait for some rapper to use that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. You should have, man, if you, look, if you are hearing a lot about Formula One because of Netflix and you're curious about it, start watching this season. All right. That's my pitch to everybody. It's like it started over. The cars are all new. Like all the rules are new. So you're just starting from scratch like everyone else. It's a good time to watch.
And now there's going to be one in Vegas. You see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So there's going to be three in the U.S.?
Yeah.
And they're just probably just going to add more, right? Or how many are there?
There's only three in America.
How many races are there in general?
Shoot, I don't actually know the number off the top of my head. I want to say it's like at least 20.
And how do they get the cars to America?
Dude, the F1 logistics are insane.
Really?
It's like everything. They ship, the teams ship the entire garage. And even
ship it, like on container ships.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or like, it just depends. I think they fly it. It just, some stuff I think they fly, but yeah, it's wild how they can get all that stuff safely from location to location. Hmm. It is absurd, but it's an interesting year. You know, last year's ending was super controversial. Mercedes is not hot right now. The new rules have fucked them over. So Lewis, he finished 10th.
Lewis Hamilton?
Yeah, Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah, right?
Louis? Yeah.
Lewis Hamilton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of like blew it something. Blew it last weekend? Yeah.
That's good. Did he blow it?
There's
what
a lot.
Place did he come?
I mean, he comes. No.
What place did he come? He comes wherever he
goes.
Yeah,
I think he.
He definitely comes wherever he goes.
He comes a lot of places. But in the race.
Wherever he wants.
Yeah. In the race.
Now, she'll let him come wherever.
Yeah.
Inside, mostly.
Yeah. Yeah.
What did he place? Is what I should have
he
said.
He placed his semen on. I'll tell you what he blew last weekend, that's for sure. No, he came in 10th, and he hasn't come.
10th?
Dude. Yeah.
Loser!
Dude, you know what's hilarious? I think he hasn't been in 10th place, like finished the race in 10th place.
I can't even hear you say it. It's so gross.
I don't think he's done. I think the last time he finished 10th was 10 years ago. So when he, it was like fucked up because there was something with a bunch of cars overheated. So he needed to pit, but they were blocking the pit lane and he opted not to. It seems like he didn't because he didn't want to risk a penalty, but whatever. The people are arguing about whether or not he fucked that up. But. So he was in like fifth, I think, or fifth or sixth, and then he finished 10th. And he hasn't finished 10th, I think, in 10 years. So when he finished, his engineer was like, "Yeah, sorry, Lewis, that's P10. He goes, "Is there even a point for that?" It was that meme, like when Diddy found a one in his stack of cash.
Yeah,
it was that.
He didn't even know 10th existed.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, he's like, "There's what do you mean there's 10 cars in this race?"
Yeah.
Oh, what?
There's 10.
What do you mean? What do you mean 10? 10th place, what you mean?
Yeah, that's pretty there. That's close.
Oh god, I need to get socked off.
He didn't even have to do that. He just I love when he just like they'll be like, "Oh, great race today, Lewis. How you feel?" And he just goes, "Well, you know, first of all, I want to thank the fans."
Oh,
and then you just hear
he's looking at one grown batty in
undoing,
the front.
No, it's grown men undoing their shirt, like, "Sign my tits, Lewis. I love you." Yeah.
Yeah. 10th. That's fucking crazy. My boy Max would never.
I wouldn't
Max,
say that.
Right?
Max. Yeah, it's Max.
Yeah. He could never.
I mean, yeah, he was Max's teammate started on first, but then somebody crashed, and then one of the Canadians crashed and fucked it all up. So that boy ended up fourth. But Max, yeah, he took first.
Skull, man!
Skull Matt and Skull Do. Skull Matt, Skull Do. Skull Matt, Skull Do. So, yeah, dude. I can't wait till I'm watching F1 and then just on the broadcast, it's just going to pan to you in the grass with all that. You're like, Skull Matt! Skull Matt!
Skull Matt!
The Americans are really showing out today. Skull Matt! Skull Matt! Yeah, dude.
Yeah. What does he call his fans, Max? Verstappenators?
I think he calls them all hoes.
No. Okay, yeah. No, that's Lewis.
Yeah. No, he's respectful. That's the funniest shit is Lewis doesn't have to say anything.
Yeah, right.
His stories, he just has to wink.
Yeah.
Just, hey.
Yeah.
Max is, he's an interesting guy.
What the hell was that? Asteroid, probably.
Yeah, jeez.
Yeah.
But yeah, so did you, was there's a Duke game this weekend that they won?
Yeah, Saturday.
By how many?
By how many what?
Points.
Points.
Yeah, because, you know, in basketball, the ball goes in the...
And that's a point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, it was pretty sizable. I want to say like 7 points.
That's pretty small.
To 9? What?
7's pretty small.
College basketball? Oh, you're just saying 7 in general,
yeah,
small.
7's a small.
Yeah, exactly. No, it was a great game. We won. I'm stoked. And now UNC won against St. Pete's or whatever the fuck that school is.
Yeah.
just yeah, first time ever a 15 seed has ever made it to the Elite Eight, which is pretty fucking crazy. But then UNC just smoked them.
Who's the 15th seed?
St. Pete's.
Oh.
The school.
Oh, got it, got it.
Is there St. Peter's? St. Pete's? Can you look that up?
It's
in, I think it's in New Jersey. It's St. Pete's, right?
St. Peter's.
St. Peter's.
Peacocks.
What?
Mascot is the Peacocks.
Yeah, the Peacocks. Mm. And they won on National Peacock Day. Isn't that weird?
Wow.
Which I didn't know that was a thing. Why would that be a thing?
Yeah, did pickup artists make up that one?
That's right. It's just, we go to the club in giant top hats.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
crazy ass, like, pink furry
it's National
coats.
Peacock
yeah.
Day. Hey.
What's up, ladies?
So that's cool. That's cool that you guys won.
Yeah, we won and UNC won. There. So now we play.
You did good out there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. No, I'm stoked, man. It's gonna be good. The next game's on Saturday.
And then you're gonna lose.
No. Stop saying that. I don't need that energy. We're gonna win.
I'm pretty sure UNC put Duke like in a casket and then paraded it around town. Then everyone took a turn peeing on it and then
Coach
lit it
K's
on fire.
Pictures on it?
Yeah.
Jesus yeah. Christ.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they, the town collectively took a shit in a gigantic trash bag
right.
And mailed it to Coach Duke's house. And we're like,
Coach Duke? Is that what you just called him?
Yeah, Coach Duke. That's. Why not? At this point, Coach Duke.
Tim Apple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they said, eat up, bud.
Yeah.
Because that's all you're gonna be eating in the final four.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
No, we're gonna win. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to Vegas. By the way, did you watch the Oscars?
No, what happened?
No, neither. So I went to Vegas.
Did something happen this weekend?
No, I don't know. I didn't see anything.
Just seemed like a regular old award show to me.
Yeah. I didn't see anything. Should we talk about it?
What?
This right here. You know, this has like, how many views does this have?
Like 3
on YouTube. 70 million views.
Yeah. Now they really want us to watch this show. Look. Yeah.
Talk about a viral moment.
You know, on one hand.
Wow.
On one hand is Chris's cheek. And on the other hand.
I will admit some of the memes got me chuckling.
Some? Dude, this was the funniest fucking thing I've seen in ever.
I know.
That's the funniest part. First of all, everyone trying to make this about themselves this week, just fuck you. Like, it's just, it's too funny. You can't make it about you. Get over it.
What do you mean, make it about you?
That, when that shit happened, how fast people went to Twitter and started lecturing about assault and like all kinds of other stuff. I'm not saying it's right, but on any other day, these people are not having, you know, aren't making these points. And it's like, I think when Will hit Chris, so many celebrities saw that and were like, I didn't know you could do that.
That's
and
what
I
was thinking.
Supremely jealous.
I mean, I think the reason why people were tweeting right away is like the uneasiness that the feeling of him just walking back and sitting down in the same place and the show just like carrying on. I was like, what? How is that even?
Yeah, no, it's
how
crazy.
Is he not being dragged out of this place right now?
That's what made it funny. It's not right, but it made it fucking hilarious.
Right.
And there's no good take. You can't make it, and you can't make it about you, you know. Because here's the other thing. When people are getting on Twitter being like, ugh, that was assault. Like, every Popeye's employee rolled their eyes at that. They're like, shut the fuck up. It's not right, but you can get hit at work.
Right,
it happens.
Right.
You know? Waffle House employees, Popeye's employees, they know it, you know?
Yeah, but those people get dragged out.
But I'm just saying, you know, no one anticipates being swung on or on a waffle order, but it happens.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay.
You know, drunk guy walks in, he's like, where's my biscuit? You know, they start saying crazy stuff. The Popeye's cashier is like, I do not make enough for this. And then, you know, then the drunk guy is like, well, you make enough for these hands. And then now you're getting hit with like a fucking, you know, a deep fry basket and all kinds of shit. So I'm not saying it's right, but you can definitely get hit at work.
Hmm.
So this like rich person idea that like, oh, that's assault. You can't do that. Well, in the real world, people do that shit. You know, some people snap. Again, it's not right.
I don't know about that take.
What? I'm here.
Let's go. You can't really defend violence.
I mean, that's why I said it's not right, but it happens.
Right. It happens, but also there's like security here. This is supposed to be a pretty buttoned up event, is it not?
I mean, yeah.
Like, there doesn't need to be a reality check.
No, I'm not saying
that. The reality
that.
Check is that nobody fucking watches the Oscars anymore.
Yeah. Well, now we do.
Yeah, now we do.
Now we are.
Yeah, I feel like this is what I'm saying. We got played. It should have just gone off. It should have been fucking boring. I'm pissed that this happened. Because
yeah,
now
no.
People are going to like fucking... We're in this weird place where people worship celebrities, but it seems to be going down because nobody really cares about the Oscars anymore and whatever. But then something like this happens and it's the biggest fucking event in the last 10 years.
I mean, hey, a fry cook at Smack the Waffle House, that gets a lot of views too. You know, they're just working with the formula.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I know all this shit I just said is going to have people's fucking blood boiling, dude. No, assault. Dude, I just think.
Well, but as a comedian, though.
Yeah.
Are you prepped to get hit?
Hey, if I say some wild ass shit, I'm.
And someone comes up on stage and punches you in the
I head. Just know it can happen.
Okay.
But that is not like that has existed before this. People being crazy, you know. I might say a joke at a club, and I'm just hoping the security is going to do what they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I say something that someone doesn't like, it can happen.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it's right, but it can.
Yeah,
that's you know. I mean, you don't expect it at the Oscars, that's for sure.
I mean, okay, so like. Yeah, he was clearly pretty fucking pissed, right?
Yeah.
He probably shouldn't have hit him. I don't think that's like the stand-up move in that scenario.
Sure.
But the fact that he just like went back and sat down and then like do you think the producers were just like, what do we do?
No, the producers
he's supposed to be the guy that wins it all.
I think the producers were stoked. They were like, let's keep him here.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're like, let it marinate.
Just to get people talking.
Yeah, security was like, oh, we got it. They're like, no, we don't.
No.
Because guess what? He's going to win.
Yeah.
They loved that.
Yeah, in fact, we're not only not going to drag him out of here.
Yeah.
We're going to give him the highest honor of the night.
That'll
fuck people up.
I want to be very clear. I'm speaking with satire here. I really don't I really don't have a strong opinion one way or the other. I just think it is one of the funniest things to ever happen. Like, I literally mean ever, okay? The fucking Fresh Prince of Bel Air got up on a stage and smacked the shit out of the guy from my first comedy special DVD. I was like...
He smacked him too.
Smacked the fuck
beautiful
out of him.
Form, like just like like that.
That's
our toes and everything.
That's why you can say whatever about assault and as a comedian, this and that. I don't care because it doesn't change. You can be right, but it doesn't change that this is one of the funniest things ever, bro. The sound Chris Rock made, that shit was crazy. Oh. And the subsequent reaction, wow. He has to stand there on TV and go, Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me. What a fucking sentence, dude.
Yeah. And then he goes, or so, like yeah, something like that. He just says something like nothing. He just, it, like, can you play it? Are we going to get copyrighted? Play it?
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
Wow, dude.
Lupita in the background.
She won the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
She won the whole thing.
She had the best seat.
She really, but I'm just saying that she made this clip so much better.
Oh, yeah.
Her being like, just finally realizing, oh, this isn't fake.
Yeah.
She's like, oh.
That whoa she lets out, or that wow, she's like, oh, wow. Oh my.
Keep going.
Yeah.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
I'm going to, okay? Fucking, oh, okay.
That right
yeah.
there. Fucking, okay. Fucking. I think he said Max Verstappen. Actually.
Yeah. yeah. Oh, Stacks Vermappen.
I think out of all the memes and all the tweets I saw, I don't know why, but I thought Ben's was the funniest, honestly.
Oh, what did he say?
Pull up Ben's tweet about it. I think he said, keep your wife out of my fucking mouth. I don't know why I thought that was so funny.
I'm just saying, everyone, when Will...
Why can't I stop...
Keep your wife out of my fucking mouth.
Why can't I stop kissing your wife? Keep your wife out of my fucking mouth.
Dude, everyone should be...
I keep sucking on your wife.
Everyone should be... Like, when Will did that, every podcaster, every comedian should have just looked to the sky and said, thank you, Will.
Yeah, yeah.
He made their career last 2 days longer.
Yeah.
Okay? All these people arguing about right and wrong, they owe it to Will to give them something to argue about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
He created something so wild. Again, I'm not saying it's right, but it is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
It was shocking. Even now, I'm sitting here like, what? I still can't believe that happened, bro. I can't believe this is a real clip.
Oh, I mean, like, and like the layers of background. Like when you dig into it more, right? Like the whole Jada thing where she's like in an open relationship, and that whole thing just adds layers to this where you're like, and jokes.
And just
like, I saw some meme that was like Jada's reaction if Chris had made the joke about Will instead, and she's just sitting there laughing.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
I was like, dude.
Dude.
Oh, no.
I liked a couple tweets that had me rolling. Like, this one, this is so simple, but goddamn it, it killed me. That's why he got sent to Bel Air in the first place. Shit like that. Fucking, what did Deesa say from Deesa? Yeah, Deesa said, some of y'all reporting Will Smith on the Citizen app. Fucking Ian Edwards. This is why I don't watch the Oscars. Too much violence. God damn it, dude. Yeah, there's nothing you could say. That's why I like, you know, I just couldn't stand all the people who are so quick to Twitter to like start to make it about their opinion. It's like, oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
Even if you're right. It's just, get over it. You're jealous. You're jealous.
The one that was like Chris Rock's reaction after getting hit, and it's Vest's face, and then it's like Will Smith's reaction after hitting Chris Rock, and it's him crying, yeah. giving a speech.
Yeah, what a crazy ass situation. I mean, you know, if you've ever seen abuse in your household, this is a pretty normal thing.
Mm.
Someone gets smacked up, and then you all sit down for dinner.
Yeah.
And then someone might be emotional, and you're like, no, this is fine.
Yeah.
This is regular.
Okay.
Yeah.
Had to make it dark.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Am I even allowed to laugh at that?
I think that's the funniest part, is this clip just exposed who has and has not experienced abuse in their household.
Ah, okay.
A bunch of people with trauma are like, what do you mean? This is normal. Yeah, someone said something insulting and he got the shit slapped out of him. So what? Nah, I mean, it's just funny. I don't think it's right. But can I say I like that it happened?
Yeah.
Can I say that?
Yeah.
Because I was, you know, Alina and I were just talking about something random. And fucking Alex, my production assistant, messaged me. He goes, dude, Will Smith just smacked the shit out of Chris Rock. I'm like, huh? He sends me the clip. And I'm just watching it on my fucking laptop. Like, and then I'm just like,
let's go.
Yeah, dude. When the first reply was, this has to be fake, I'm like, oh, yes, dude. I think, you know, the thing that made it feel fake was the way Chris, like, leaned his head out to the left. He's like, oh, and he's, like, leaning to the left, yeah. Almost in anticipation.
No, I mean, he obviously sees the swing coming, so he, like, cowers a little bit.
No. I mean, this, like, the fact that his head is kind of sticking out to the side.
Yeah.
And then after he gets hit.
I think he's like, what are you going to do?
Kind of.
Like, he does, like.
Yeah, let's get this in slow motion. Chris.
Like, he does not expect that at all.
No. No, I'm not saying it's fake at all. I feel like the thing that really lets you know that it's real is at let it run. When Chris, he does like this little look like, did you just fucking hit me?
Yeah.
That walk off.
Walk off.
That walk off is crazy.
Yeah, it really is. The fact that he like held his like button too right in the middle, like is it buttoning up his jacket? He's like, all right, my work here is done.
Dude, I'm laughing because I really looked at you and said, hey man, you know, Waffle House employees get hit, and you went, that's not the right take, man. That's not right, dude.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
No, it's not right, but it is funny.
Yeah.
You know?
It was funny. I'm pissed that it happened, but I'm happy. I just wish it was something like not the Oscars.
Yeah. Cause felt like it was finally gonna go away.
I know,
and they fucking got ratings again.
Yeah,
we thought it could just go away.
Yeah,
no, but now next year that's gonna be fucked, bro. If they just start incorporating, you know, next year they're like, all right,
yeah.
How can we send?
Yeah, they start doing cold opens like us.
Yeah. They're like, how can we send? What do you mean cold opens? Everything that happens here is 100% real.
Yeah.
You can imagine next year, they're like, how can we send Chrissy Teigen through a table? How can we get The Rock to send Chrissy Teigen through a table? Safely.
Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah.
She's not even an actor.
It's like, yeah.
It doesn't matter. She's just famous.
Yeah, but that would just get Twitter going.
Going.
How can we get Edward Cullen to spit in someone's mouth? Yeah, bro. So, you know, you think you're going to watch next year?
No.
Lightning
can't strike twice, you know? It's not going to happen.
Unless they advertise it.
Yeah.
The Oscars promotions just take a hard left.
Why would you even watch the Oscars?
Tap in this here.
Like, why?
You have no idea what can go down. Oh,
yeah.
You know, whatever the fuck. March 20th. Keep my wife's name out your fucking Oscars 2023.
Betty White isn't actually dead.
She comes back.
Hobbles on stage. The Rock just.
She comes back in a Bane mask and a fucking like exosuit. You thought it was over for me. I'm here for my awards.
See, I would fucking watch it if it was like that.
Yeah, see?
If
yeah.
it was a movie, yeah. I would watch it.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
Fair. Yeah.
It's not. It's just about movies. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. About
who's
going
to win the statue?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the only reason why the Oscars are good is because afterwards you know which movies to watch.
Yeah.
That's the only reason it's good.
Yeah. Who's going to get the statue? That's a good one. I think that's something
they
used
to get the golden.
I think they used to say that shit in like
Christian Bale. Oh yeah, by the way, yeah. I got to clarify something. Christian Bale and Tom Hardy are good actors. They're excellent. I guess I misphrased what I was talking about.
Yeah,
people hated me for that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You hated me for that? Did I say he was a bad actor? No. I didn't say they were bad. I did say they play the same role or something, but okay, no, they play different roles. I'm saying they're charismatic people.
Yeah.
And I'm saying I think what they find in the character is more themselves than it is the character a lot of the times. And it's good because people like them.
Yeah.
I like them. I'm just saying it's hard for me to discern between their performances sometimes, me personally.
Yeah.
Because all I see is them, and I like them, and I think that's good.
Yeah.
Like, really good actors figure out what in their character they can relate to, and then they harness that.
Yeah.
So that's all I was saying. So fuck you.
And all I'm saying is, you might get hit at your job. It can happen. It's not right, but it can happen, you know? People have seen people get punched at work.
Yeah, but I mean, like, when you're going to your job, you should know that you're not going to get punched.
No, you should definitely expect to not get punched, yeah. But it can happen.
It can happen.
You know, if, like, you're a shitty manager.
But, like, then you would expect some consequences, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, all that, yeah, that, you know, society, rules, yeah, all that, sure. But it can happen.
It can happen.
You know?
It can happen.
You could be a manager that cracks too many jokes, you know?
Yeah.
A dude's wife is... It's open in the office. Everyone knows his wife gets
what? Piped out?
Sexed on
okay. By
other people, you know?
Okay.
And the whole office is cracking jokes. And you might crack one in front of the crowd and then, you know, it's just bad timing.
Yeah, right.
Buddy slept 6 hours instead of 7 and it's lights out for you.
Yeah, okay.
It's not right.
Yeah.
You know, there's probably consequences, but
it happens.
It can happen.
Punching happens.
punching happens.
Punching happens.
That's just a...
Slap happens.
Yeah, slap happens.
Slaps happen. That's the lesson.
Yeah.
Slaps happen. Max Verstappen.
Slap Verstappen. Mad Verslappen. So, you know. All right, I'll stop fucking around. Yeah, no, the Christian Bale thing, it was an interesting take. But I definitely get what you mean when people are.
Do you?
No, like, no, I do.
Nobody understood.
No, no,
all what I was trying to say.
I do.
They're like, you gotta check out the machinery or whatever.
The machinist.
Machinist.
Yeah.
He lost 138 pounds.
I love that. I love that. Like he
won a golden statue.
I mean, you know, yeah. He dropped like a few weight classes. You know.
Yeah.
He went down to flyweight actor.
Yeah. Exactly. Fighters do that shit all the time.
Yeah, bro. I think. Oh, I mean, speaking of misspeaking. I had a few. This is the last Batman thing I'll say. I had a few people mad at me. I misspoke because I couldn't remember when I was watching The Dark Knight at what point the letter was read or if Bruce had read it. And people were like, "Did you seriously not understand that the Joker gave him the wrong ad?" Yes, I understood that. I was just saying, how funny would it be if Batman was a fucking incel. You missed the whole joke to like yell at me. And I was actually thinking more about incel Batman and red pilled Batman and just over the, that shit was just killing.
Yeah, it was really funny.
It's just fucking, he's just sitting there with fucking Alfred and he's like, have you heard of QAnon?
Pizzagate, no.
They said this election is rigged. Then when everybody storms the Capitol.
I was there on January 6th.
No, dude. No, it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
When they storm the Capitol, he just pulls them in the fucking Batmobile.
Vroom. Batman, you're here to stop the insurrection.
Stop. Stop. I'm here for justice. Just starts launching missiles at the Capitol building. You liberal cucks have no idea what you're talking about.
Liberal cucks.
I'm the one who pays taxes in this city. I am the military industrial complex. Wayne Enterprises. Yeah, dude. So. Yeah, it's crazy that Batman just chose to save Harvey Dent instead, though.
Yeah.
It's crazy that he knew that consciously.
Yeah, exactly.
No, he didn't. I had some people mad at me. They're like, it's like Noel refuses to understand the Batman. Yes, I do. I refuse to understand.
Because it sucks.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen it. That's the craziest part. I still haven't fucking
You've had
seen
so
it.
Many weeks to catch up.
I know, and I refuse.
All right, it's time
it's
to.
It's funnier now that I've not seen it.
Well, let's just spoil it then. Catwoman dies.
No. Yeah. No.
No, she doesn't die. She doesn't die.
I'm going to, on my own time.
Yeah, everyone
on my Apple Watch.
Everyone tried to turn it on me when I put out my song. They were like, oh, is this a rat race?
Oh,
is this a rat race?
That's good.
I was laughing, and then I had a lot of people just be like, I don't know, man, kind of mid. I don't know, dude. It's kind of mid. I'm like, yeah,
yeah.
I can take this. It's fine.
I was gonna say this is like what this show is now is like saying stupid shit. Getting heat for it, and then the next week being like, actually, what I said wasn't stupid because of these things that I didn't say.
Yeah. No, that is modern discourse, arguing.
Yeah.
No one converses anymore.
Yeah.
Everyone is mad.
Yeah.
So.
That's true.
You just got to say things.
Yeah, and we're not mad. We keep a cool head.
Yeah, no, I'm not fucking pissed at all.
Yeah. I'm not fucking steaming hot mad at all.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you might get an all right.
I'm just saying.
You might get punched at work. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, slaps happen.
Yeah, they do. Shoes happen, you know? Someone threw a shoe at George Bush.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not right.
Yeah, and
Secret
I guess
Service should have gotten in the way of
listen,
that. But
yeah, and stand-up comedians, they get tomatoes thrown at them all the time.
Yeah, literally.
That used to be a thing, yeah. You know?
Yeah, it sucks every time I get off stage and my acid reflux is kicking in because of all the tomatoes that are on the stage.
Yeah,
yeah, it's fucked up.
Crazy that people still do that.
Yeah. I actually tell
overripe tomatoes.
I actually tell jokes with mouth gear and a headgear and a mouthpiece in.
Mm.
And I actually wrap my hands pre-show.
Yeah.
And I just get ready to. I actually had a dude at my last show. Him and his friends were like really turned up. They're older, you know, like think probably in their 40s. They're having a good time, and I guess I couldn't hear it, but I guess one of the wait staff told him, like, hey, you got to chill out. I guess this dude was drunk as shit. He's like, why do we have to chill out? Or why are they telling us to calm down? He's just losing his shit. So then during the Q&A, I was like, what's up, man? He was like, I was having a good time until the fucking wait staff told me I had to chill out. I was like, hey. Moving on. Like, I just was like, I don't put me in the middle of this. I just said, I couldn't hear it. Sorry about that.
Wait, so you were saying like, oh, like, you know, ask a question.
Yeah.
And that was his question?
Yeah.
Don't bring me into this
I was
shit,
like,
dude.
Hey,
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I'm like, that's between you and like, whatever, man. No.
Yeah, honestly, you do have to chill.
Yeah. Yeah, I got off stage and everyone was like, that whole table was going crazy. Yeah. I had there was another guy at another show. This guy, man, shout out to Kansas City, dude. Fucking one of my late shows, they were wasted, man. Wasted. I feel like I was telling jokes to like a fucking like frat bus or something. Like it just unloaded. There's this pocket of people in front of me. One dude, he kept drinking so much beer, like the glass layer on his eyes. I would tell a joke and some people would laugh, but he'd laugh and repeat my punchline. Like he was just at home himself? Watching TV.
Yeah, that's good.
But his volume was like up here, you know? He's like, yeah. No, no, no. Look at this fucking guy. And he'd be tapping his friends like, did you hear what he just said? And he'd repeat what I said. And his girl's like, hey, you gotta.
It's a rat maze.
He was like on a loop. He would do that for like 5 to 7 minutes. And then he'd get up and the look on his face is like, whoa. And he'd just be like, I need to go. And he'd go pee. And he'd come back. Yeah, another beer, please. And this fucking guy, whoa.
And you know he's doing those nasty ass burps all night.
Oh, dude. Yeah. No, he did one in the middle.
And the whole thing's wafted.
Yeah.
Smell like hot dogs.
Yeah, the back of it, dude. His girlfriend was bald on the back of her head because okay. He kept burping.
Like, just the heat?
Yeah, just burning down her fucking hair follicles.
Smell like burnt hair in there.
Oh, man, it was so funny. And that dude was tall as shit, so I just could not help and notice every time he had to piss. And at one point, I was like, you got a small bladder, man. And he did not like that. He was like, what the fuck? I don't. I'm like, all right, moving on. It's so pissed.
I have a huge bladder.
Dude.
It's actually huge. It's bigger than most bladders.
I can't wait for that guy to show up to my next show, and he's got a fucking boxing glove on, and he's just walking towards the front of the stage, and he's like, you might get hit at work, right?
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Hey, whoa, hey.
He's got a fucking catheter bag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's got a small bladder now?
I just punch him in.
I can sit here all night.
It just flushes. Yeah, he's like, I'm not going to miss any of the show.
I'm going to repeat every punchline, too. Just pissing down the bag slowly filling up. Well, I went to Vegas.
Yeah, yeah, how was it?
It was, I mean, we found a new slot machine.
Yeah, tell us.
Dude, let me do an official slot machine review right now.
Yeah.
Okay? Da-da-da-da. Yeah. It's called Sally's Shrimp Mania.
The Sally's Shrimp Mania was manufactured in 2008.
Well, here's the craziest thing. You know my favorite one, yeah. Larry. Yeah. It's his like girlfriend or something.
Oh.
Yeah. It's in the same universe by the same whoever makes it. I don't know. But like when you hit one of the bonuses, sometimes you catch a glimpse of Larry in one of the animations.
He's looking at you like, keep my wife's name.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking mouth.
That was good. That was good. Yeah, no, I liked it. It's also because you know, shrimp mania, that's what I call having sex.
Nice, man.
No, it's sick though. It's a great machine. Really. You should we did actually. It provided. Sally Doth provided.
Oh, I've seen, you know where I've seen this?
Which?
Shrimania. I've seen this in a bowling alley in Omaha.
I mean, that just goes to show the quality of this machine.
I never talked about that, did I?
No.
Oh, okay. So my thing now is when I go out to do shows during the day, I go bowling.
Okay.
It's not really shit to do.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'll work out and then I'll try to go bowling.
Okay.
And it's some really relaxing bowling at like 2 in the afternoon.
Okay.
It just feels good. And so we walk into this bolero in Omaha. Nice. You know, I'm warming my hands up. I'm ready to go. And we turn the corner and they got a bar. The bar's pretty nice. And then they got all these plastic dividers. I'm like, what's going on here? There's 7 slot machines. And I sat down and I punched away $40. I'm like, come on.
Gambling is legal there?
You can just apparently in that bowling alley it is.
That's fucking sick.
And I asked the dude, I'm like, has anyone ever won big here? And he's like, no. I'm like,
well, I'm about to be the first.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch and learn, bro.
Yeah. I'm like, do people just sit here and drain their wallets? He's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, they
that's what it's about, though.
Yeah.
It's about the fun you have along the way.
Yeah, the ride.
You pay to have fun, just like anything else.
Yeah, 100%.
That's true.
Yeah. So, wait, how much did you win?
We lost a bunch of money. No, like the first round we sat down there, we won like We did like a $1,400 spin.
Oh my God.
Yeah, which is sick. I mean, it just sits there. You let the animation just play out and you sit there for like 10 minutes and you don't spin. And you just watch the coins. And then we lost it all.
You suckers, man. You fell for it.
That's the point. You're not supposed to win.
No.
You're supposed to lose. It's about the fun.
No, because if you got up with that 400 and you went to another machine, you could have kept.
We did. And we cashed out. We went back later.
Ah, yes.
See, and Sally taketh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Sally giveth earlier.
Yeah.
But then Sally taketh later. But that's the way it goes, you know? It's about the friends you make along the way. That's what it's about.
For sure.
Yeah. So I think Sam was like, what did he say? I don't know. He was like, this weekend was something. He's like, the story of, you know, the guys who lost it all but found each other along the way or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, that's exactly what every Vegas trip is, actually.
It's poetic.
Yeah.
Guys who lose money together, something.
Stay together.
Stay together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The best part was we went to Surface's show. They did a DJ set.
Yeah.
And they were like, Matt was like, you know, there's like a cryo thing. It's like the and it's just there's a button and anyone can push it.
You just go crazy.
Yeah, we're just going nuts, doing an offbeat in the middle of the verse. People in the audience were like, "What the fuck is going on?"
I can't wait. I can't understand. Wait, well, hold on. I was actually seeing Spock's buddy Ray Volpe. He was. I think it was Smoke. And it the button for that, it was like a big red, like, nuclear button.
Fuck yeah.
He looked hard as fuck. And he was like, Saska.
Yeah, that's sick.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun hitting that thing.
Well, I do have to say, I said probably the most LA thing ever to Hunter, Meat Canyon.
What'd you say?
I was like, you know, Kansas City ain't that bad. And then he's making fun of me because he was like, my friend owns a bar. You should go to it. I was like, I'm probably going to go sleep. I got a flight at 5 a.m. Then he face-tuned me looking old. And he put in quotes, I got a flight at 5 a.m. Then he made it look older. And he's like, your little flyover city is quite charming. And I said, it is. I can't wait to buy half of it and raise the rent. I'm going to drive the rent up.
That's good.
Yeah.
Wait, does he live there?
No.
Where does he live again? He lives in Texas. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I got a chance to experience Main Event, which makes Dave & Buster's look like child's play.
Why? What's Main Event?
I mean, Main Event, first of all, it's massive. They have so much more shit in there. They have laser tag.
No way.
They have like a little sky, like rope climb thing. So you can like do this zip line and whatever the fuck in a harness, like above the arcade game. It's pretty crazy.
Damn.
I got pool, you know, for the dads.
Yeah.
And then they got bowling, and the bowling is nice.
On top of all the same arcade games that Dave and Buster's have.
Oh yeah, and they got tickets and the whole nine, and they got better arcade games.
Damn.
Yeah.
Fuck, that sounds awesome. Why don't we have one of those?
I don't know. Maybe we do. Maybe it's like in the Inland Empire
Let's
or something.
This.
They got like
VR.
Yeah, yeah. They got Beat Saber.
This looks so fun.
That's the funniest part to me. People paying $5 to play Beat Saber.
This looks so fun.
Yeah, the most fun you can have under one roof.
I'm gonna ask Kelsey if we can go.
So here's what's better. Oh my bad.
Gravity ropes. What the fuck is that?
That's the shit I was talking about.
Damn.
I think. I didn't even know they had mini golf, so I guess it depends what location you go to. You got karaoke? Multi-ball? Yeah, I don't know what that is. So I want to contrast this with another place, because now I'm just becoming a family fun center connoisseur. Mm. You know? Because I go to one for the go-karts, and I go to one for the bowling. And so I went to another place called Power Play. That shit was straight out of the 90s. I was like in tears walking around that place. So it's an arcade. It's meant for kids. They got like a toddler's area.
Okay.
You can just leave your kid. They have this creepy train set that's like one that you'd set up like in a mall on Christmas. Or not, maybe not even on Christmas, but it just goes on like a little, you know, whatever. And the all the train cars look creepy as hell. They have like Fisher Price, like Walmart playgrounds, like in this area. Like the shit you buy for your backyard.
Okay.
That's what's in the place.
Okay.
It doesn't feel very official.
Right.
It's like supposed to be like a daycare.
Okay.
3 feet away from arcade games. I don't know how the kids even give a fuck about like, you know, coloring books and right. shit when they have like video games, you know, whatever. All the games are from the 90s. They had a Big Buck Hunter that the screen was like this big.
Okay.
It's like it was like meant
favorite game.
Yeah, it's like meant for like a dive bar. They had a whack-a-mole game, like, but you know, it wasn't digital or anything. It looked like it had been beaten for like 20 years. Like the hammer was it's just like an old crusted like boxing glove. So they have go-karts, and I'm like, come on, let's go.
Yeah.
And so they have two tiers, right? And I got sunned so fucking hard because, you know, I can see. There's like this cart and that cart. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like, how much are the go-karts, man? The kid's like, $14. I'm like, all right, cool. How much for the faster ones? He's like, $19. I'm like, cool. We'll do two sessions each on the fast ones. He goes, oh, well, you're going to have to qualify.
No way.
I was like, excuse me?
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, literally. I damn near pulled out my phone and was like, you're just showing him clips of me on a go-kart.
Or just a picture of me in the Red Bull gear.
Yeah.
I'm Max Verstappen's biggest fan.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Do you know who this is? This is Max Verstappen's biggest fan.
It's my podcast co-host.
This is my podcast co-host. So you're going to let me in that faster cart. Okay. And so we get in these carts and they are pieces of shit.
Okay.
I go out there. I'm 2 seconds off the qualifying time. I'm like, get the
what?
Oh, wait, no. Wait. No, hold on. I think I'm like, actually, I'm like 4 seconds off.
Wait, is this the thing?
Those are the faster ones on the right. And
what's this place called?
Power Play.
Okay, Power Play.
So I'm 4 seconds off the qualifying time. It's 32 and a half or below, and I hit 36 and change. I'm like, what the fuck? Immediately, I'm like.
And did you drive good?
Well, I had to figure out the track.
Okay.
I had to figure out the lines right. and stuff. So then we go out again, and.
It's you.
Yeah. And I figure out, like, I get back out there. I'm like, because I didn't warm the tires up.
Oh, right.
So, you know, I get back out there, second session, first lap. I'm like sending the shit sideways. Okay. The kid's like looking at me like, what the fuck?
What's wrong with this dude?
He doesn't even know. I put heat in the tires. I felt the grip. I'm like, for sure, I got to be close. 33.6. But Tom gets 32.6. So he's 1/100th off. Or he's 1/10th off from the qualifying time. And Tom's like, I don't know, man. Looks like I smoked you. I was like...
Oh my god, I can see your brain shorting out.
Oh dude, I was livid. Tom just kept it going. He's like, yeah, you're pissed, huh?
Maybe you should warm up the tires a little bit more.
Yeah, oh,
here, smack them around a little bit.
Alex knows I'm about to, you know, just put my Alex knows I'm about to punch the employee.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And he's like,
no, hey man, slaps happen.
Hey, slaps happen, man. He knows I'm about to slap smack this guy at work. And Alex is like, he's like, there's no way this is accurate. He's trying to make me feel better. And I'm like, it's just they're. So then Tom does me a solid. Tom's like, get in my cart. He's like, trust me. He's like, the one I drove, I'm like telling you. He's like, it's way faster.
Okay.
I get in. And as soon as it starts rolling, I can feel the torque. I'm like, this is way faster.
This whole fucking thing is rigged. He's like, dude, it's called Super Play. Or what's the place called?
Power Play.
It's called, you're at a place called Power Play.
Yeah. Well, so I get in, find the grip immediately, 31.5.
Ooh.
Whole second off in the piece of shit cart. So I walk
Wait,
back.
Wait, so what's the qualifying time? 30?
32 and a half.
32, okay.
And I full second
Oh, right.
under.
Okay, so you beat it.
And then so we get back in there, and then the kid goes... Yeah, so it looks like you qualified. And the way he said it was like he was enjoying that I wasn't qualifying.
Right.
I was like, you little fucker.
Third time's a charm, eh?
Yeah. Oh, ooh. So
I had to switch cars, huh?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I could feel it. But then he really dug it in. He's like, so you've only qualified once. You're going to need to qualify again if you want to go to the faster cards. I'm like, I have a show, buddy. But if I had more time, I'd be in that faster card.
I thought you were going to say, and you can have tickets. Just let me go on the fast
one. He'd be like, I don't want these, man. I'm fully okay. I don't need tickets to your show. You know? And, but I did try to, you know.
So, wait, what kind of bullshit rule is that you have to qualify twice? Like, I was just fucking with you.
Well, no. So, I asked him. You know, I tried to slip in a little vernacular, see if I could get him to, you know, come off the rule. I was like, yeah, man, So the fast ones, then it's four strokes, right? Like, by how many CCs you think?
I know terms.
And he's like,
see, I know terms.
And he goes, I couldn't tell you, man.
So he didn't even know.
So I was like, this fucking guy. I was like, you know, I drive two strokes back at home, man. So I'm like, do they make you qualify because people fuck up in the? And he's like, yeah, people, they crash. I'm like, okay, all right. Listen, man, give me these fucking faster cards. I vented about this at one of the shows, and one of the girls goes, you just got to slip him a 50.
Yeah.
I'm like,
that's what he wanted you to do.
I'm like, the ride is $15. I'm not paying 50. What? Get the fuck out of here. So then, you know, we logged some time at Power Play. We came back the next day because, you know, I bought a card for $100. I dropped $100 at Power Play.
Okay.
Because you get $35 extra worth of tokens.
Yeah, makes sense.
You can use it on the go-karts as well.
Right.
That place is crazy, dude. They had bumper cars, and I think the bumper car arena was as big as this room right here. I don't know how you play bumper cars in this, but it was, yeah, you can see it right there.
Oh, wow, yeah, that's tiny.
Yeah.
So was it just people just...
No one was using them. They had a carnival ride built into the building.
This place seems awesome.
It was nuts. It was nuts.
Damn.
Oh, dude, is that the Fisher-Price shit? Go. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's just...
Now go down to the hot dog stand in the middle of this fucking place. Go down. Right there. Yeah, just this fucking funnel cake carnival situation. Oh, yeah, and how could I forget? A carousel.
What? How big was this? Was it just a giant warehouse?
This shit looked like it looked like a rich person's, like, collector's museum or something. The items, like, there are so close proximity, it made no sense.
Huh.
It felt like a rich dude was just charging you a fee.
And the go-kart track was inside this warehouse.
No, it was outside.
Okay, this is so funny.
Which would have been...
reeks like fuel.
Yeah.
Just, and CO2.
I feel like I'm going to pass out in here.
These kids are just passing out.
Yeah, and they had a volleyball, court with
random
sand.
Random as fuck.
And a bar connected to it.
That's what I was looking for. I was like, I know this has to have a bar somewhere.
Yeah. So, on like, oh, yeah, look at that scary-ass train of this fucking elephant face.
Yeah, horrifying. Haunted as fuck.
It made me want to do shrooms.
Yeah.
The place would have been awesome on shrooms. So, whatever. We go back there the second day, and we try to get on the go-karts again, and they're like, it's going to
be. You went back.
Fuck yeah.
Twice.
Yeah.
You went back to get on the faster go-karts.
Yeah.
Okay.
To see if I can sneak it in.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it was pre-show. We had an hour. I'm like, let's see.
Okay.
Dude, we had like $75 on the card.
Okay.
Like,
yeah, that's true.
I'm like, I'm just trying to burn it. You know, because that's the other funny thing is I've spent $100 thinking like, this is Dave and Buster's prices. Yeah. One game is going to cost me $5.
Right.
No. You swipe a game, that was 25 cents. You're like, oh, yeah. You're like, I haven't seen that.
All right, I'm going to fly over.
Yeah. To you,
bro.
Yeah, charming. So we go back, and the kid is like, yeah, man, it's a two-hour wait. I'm like, what?
Fuck you. Is this the same kid?
No, it's a different kid.
Oh, okay.
And I held up my phone again. I'm like, do you know who my fucking co-host is?
Yeah. His buddy, his coworker told him. He's like, if this fucking guy comes in, he's
going to
show you
a
picture of his co-host. Fucking nerd, Red Bull gear. Just make sure he doesn't get the faster car.
Yeah.
Just say whatever you can.
So then Tom does the funniest shit ever. And Tom... he does it. He goes, there's no way to get us in earlier.
Yeah.
And the kid goes, actually, there is. I can get you one in 15 minutes.
You could suck my fucking dick.
First of all, if that kid said that, that would have been the funniest shit ever. A 16-year-old been like, oh, I can get you in earlier. You just got to suck my cock.
Your face goes from, huh, to, oh, oh what fuck can, you,
well,
bro.
Get fucked, dude. We didn't have time. We didn't have enough time because it was like, whatever. But I couldn't believe it worked. And then Tom was like, hey, sometimes you got to ask. So we're walking out there, and I see these two kids playing on a crane game. I tap them like, hey, guys.
Everyone in your life is going to die.
Yeah. So burn up this power play card.
Run it.
Because you have an hour.
Oh, you gave it to him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
I was like, you have an hour left to live.
That's nice.
Yeah, no, I just like tapped him. I was like, hey, I think there's like, I don't know, $50 on this. And then they were like, the sound the kid made was so funny. He was like, what? He just stared at me through his glasses, like hanging halfway off his face. He's just, what? And his brother like looked at him, then he looked at me, and then his brother like couldn't believe it. And then Tom was like, yeah, I think there's like 20 on this one. They're just like,
they were on shrooms for sure.
Yeah, 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 yeah. In Kansas City. So, yeah, man. So shout out to Power Play. You have a horrible fucking policy. Yeah.
So you never got on the faster ones?
No. Yeah, I was pissed.
Big rip.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Yeah. They don't even know.
Wow.
They don't even know. I do really quickly, I know we're at the end, but I do have to mention the bourbon guy.
Hmm.
Quick story.
Yeah.
We're at a, you know, we're getting something to eat. We're at a corner bar in the place. The guy is like trying like bourbon and whiskey. I can't remember. I've never seen someone like sit and like, you ever seen anyone do this? Like, let me try that one. I've never seen anyone do that.
In terms of bourbon?
No, just like at a bar, like cruising through their collection. Like,
oh yeah, if it's like a big like beer tap menu or something like that. Like if you go to like some beer hall that has like 100 beers.
I guess what I mean, no, it wasn't even like that. It was just kind of,
it was like a bar.
Yeah.
So it was like we're looking through like well drinks and being like,
yeah, kind of, yeah, like nothing on the shelf.
Let me try the
vodka
soda.
Yeah.
what's in that?
What does that one say? Sky?
Yeah.
Let me try that blue bottle.
The one with rum and coke. Hmm. Yeah, I'll get one of those. What is that? Some sort of cool craft cocktail that you guys do? Rum and coke.
So he's like, he's picking out from the bottles. There's only like six bottles of
So he's looking
bourbon.
At like the bottles on the bar and he's picking out.
He's being annoying. Like, let me get the one, the oddly shaped one. He's got, this dude has horrible like adjectives. Can't describe anything to save his life. If that dude had to tell his wife how to like defuse a bomb or something, they'd be dead.
Okay.
You know, like feels like reading from a manual, like. Okay. He'd be like, cut the one that's a different shade from blue.
Yeah. She'd be like, a complimentary color to blue.
Yeah. Cut the one with a RGB value of, well, that's too descriptive, whatever. So he's trying to tell the guy, you know, get this bottle. He's like, yeah, the funny looking one. It's the only one that looks weird. And then the guy's like, ah, which one? Is it, you tell me when to stop. He goes, you say when. There's only six bottles.
Okay.
And this
is going way too slow.
Yeah. And the guy's voice is this.
Tell me when.
When? Is that when? Oh, when? I just, no, it's not when. It's noisy as shit in there. And the guy's like, when? And the guy's looking at him like, he's like, when?
When?
Was that the, that one? When? When? So they finally figure it out. It was like, I just wanted to be like, it's the one that's shaped like a vagina. Just, it's the one in the middle. So the guy's sitting there, he's sipping it, he's drinking it, you know, he's swishing it around, smelling it, whatever the fuck. He gets to the very end of his glass. Hey, buddy, sorry to say, I got a little problem with my bourbon here. I got a floater. There's just a little mint leaf just rummaging around at the bottom.
Okay.
And the guy goes, oh, sorry about that. You know, it must have slipped through. And I, you know, I'll clean it out. I'll make sure. Gives him another glass for free.
Okay.
Because there's a fucking mint leaf in the bourbon. The guy pounds it and he walks out. I'm like.
Smart. That man's smart.
I'm like, just go home and drink.
He definitely brought the mint leaf with him.
Yeah, it was just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I just couldn't believe that. Hey,
there seems to be a severed mouse head.
Yeah.
In my whiskey.
Yeah. Hey, bud, got to
slip through the shaker.
Yeah. There's a rat tail in here. Yeah, just a cow eyeball. A chunk of raw meat.
Yeah.
Please, there's raw beef stew.
Brown beef in my whiskey.
Dude, I just couldn't believe it. To the very end of the glass. Hey, bud, there's a problem. You didn't notice that shit when he was like, you were slamming it in your foot, in your face for the last 30 minutes? I couldn't believe it, man. So, yeah. Anyways, guys, going to the Bone Zone.
I got to tell you about the podcast conference that I went to.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you, in the Bone Zone, it's pretty good. It's exactly how you'd think a podcast conference would be.
Yeah. Coming up in the Bone Zone, Elon's fat ass.
Short King Spring and Chef. Is it a good movie? Oh, and Severance.
Yeah.
Officially boring.
Oh. Keep my show out your fucking mouth.
I just can.
God damn it. All right, guys.
And Max Verstappen naked pictures?
Oh, whoa.
That should be fun.
Yeah, naked cool. Picture photo dump of Max Verstappen. All right, gang. See you in the bonus.